Hello, everyone, and welcome to Me, You, Us, a well-being podcast. It's another Well-Being Wednesday here at Consumers Energy, and I'm your host, Bill Krieger. Today, my guest is Lindsay Ewig. She is the Real Estate Acquisition Supervisor here at Consumers Energy. So, Lindsay, if you'll introduce yourself, we'll get the conversation started.
Good morning. As you said, my name's Lindsay Ewig. First, I definitely have to say I am married mom of two. I have an amazing husband who puts up with us and takes care of us all. My daughter Ellie is 3 and my son Theo is 1. So we have a very busy household, and it's been an interesting year with COVID and having the kids home a lot more than what we're used to, and working from home. It's been something hopefully just once in a lifetime to navigate. Also, as you said, I am part of the real estate team. So shout out to real estate and definitely real estate acquisition major projects. Just wanted to get that in there also. I love my team. We're such a great group of professional, caring, fun people. So definitely wanted to give them some props.
Well, and this is a good place to do it, because when you think about Consumers Energy, many times you don't think about real estate or real estate acquisition or all those things that have to happen behind the scenes to make sure that we have a place to work and all of that. So glad you could get the shout out into them.
You're definitely right there, Bill. A lot of people probably haven't heard of us or don't really have any idea of what we do. Most people just think we go out and talk to people, but it's a lot more technical and complicated than that.
Yes, a lot of hidden heroes is what I like to call them here at Consumers Energy. And to cap that all off, 1 in 3. Now, my two daughters were exactly 2 years apart, so I can relate. It's a great time. It's a busy time, and I don't know about you, but when I used to go to bed at night after a day, I slept pretty well.
Definitely. When my son lets us, he still likes to wake up in the middle of the night every once in a while. Most times, actually, he's getting better. But yes, I'm very tired.
So I tell everyone, enjoy it, even though sometimes it's hard, because in a blink of an eye, it just seems like it all changes. And, my kids are all out of the house now. So we're just busy in different ways.
Yeah. And that's the message I've been telling myself and my husband a lot this year, because it's a blessing and a curse, right? My son was about 6 months old when COVID hit, and we started, staying at home. The kids stayed home. So I had 6 month old and, she was not quite 3 at that point yet, so 2.5. And it was stressful and trying, but at the same time, I felt really blessed that I got all of this extra time with my kids at this young age where they're so, I call them squishy, huggable, and lovable.
That's awesome. We've gotten to know our families pretty well by staying home and practicing social distancing during that whole time. And it has been an interesting time. And if we think about it, we're in May and it is Mental Health Awareness Month. And so one of the things that we're doing is talking to all of our coworkers about how they're maintaining that emotional pillar of personal well-being. So talk to the audience a little bit, Lindsay, about what you do to practice emotional well-being and some of the things that you've done really kind of over the past year and maybe beyond to help maintain that.
So one thing I started doing maybe a month or two into COVID was making a daily list of everything I want to get done that day. Because what I found out is being a mom and having the kids at home, wake up at 5 in the morning, and I'd have the kids until work started, like the minute work started, and then I'd work. And then the minute I was done with work, I'd have the kids again. And so there was a lot of things not getting done at that point in my life. I'm like, when was the last time I showered? When was the last time my kids ate a vegetable? When's the last time I had a conversation with my husband? It was, hectic and crazy and easy to get overwhelmed. So one day I sat down with a notebook and I started writing out all my goals, no matter how little, how big. So as much as brush my teeth, make sure the kids, read something, talked to my husband, like I said, all the way up to save for a house remodel. And then I kind of broke that down into monthly, weekly, daily kind of goals. And so now I have this checklist. I've been doing it for almost a year now, which is probably sounds a little bit crazy. But for me, it was a way to make sure that I was taking time out of my day for all those things that I wrote down that are important to me, but that are easy to overlook. So, you know, I have a check mark for, did I spend 10 minutes one-on-one with each of my kids? Did I have a meaningful conversation with my husband? You know, did they eat their vegetables? So that's one thing that I kind of live and die by that book at this point. You know, I've used it almost for a year, except for a couple days where I wasn't feeling so great under the weather and on vacation. But it's also helped with kind of like being, I'm one of those people that if I have an idea, I'm like, oh, I can't forget that. And then I'll kind of like keep thinking about it because I don't want to forget it. Now I can just put it in the book and I know it's there. And I kind of get that peace of mind where I don't have to keep thinking about it.
That's great. I hadn't even thought of that, actually. So it sounds like the book has really become a part of your life. Do you think you'll be using it beyond once we get back to normal? And again, whatever that looks like.
I think so. It has like reduced the stress in my life so much. It's like I said, you know, I don't have to think about trying to remember things. It's in my book. I can check on it, you know, a couple times throughout the day, make sure I'm hitting those things that I want to do in my life. And I definitely think I'll continue to use it. There is like a point, you know, midway where it was getting stressful, where I was like, oh my gosh, I'm not getting all my check marks today. Like I don't have time to do these things that I have planned. But I realized that that's okay. You know, like there's always tomorrow. You just cross it out, add it to tomorrow's list. And so it worked well. I kind of just gave myself some grace and I love it. Still going strong. And I definitely plan to continue using it.
Well, the other thing I heard too was you didn't use it on vacation. So I'm to me, that's almost a relief. Like I can't imagine having this checklist on vacation.
Right. I don't think it would go very well. My checklist for vacation would be like, relax, have a drink.
Right. So I have to ask though, so when you're talking through your checklist and the things that you do to help get through the day, I hear you talk about having meaningful conversation with your husband, spending time with each one of your children, making sure people eat their vegetables, all those things that are really, really important. But did you make room on that list for things that you did just for you?
Yes, I definitely did. I also have meditate on there, read a book. So I'm a pretty avid reader. So I make sure I have a little bit of mom alone time where I get to do my meditation and read a book and make sure I'm taking time so that I don't have to wonder when the last time I showered was. I have that penciled in there too, because tell you, with two kids at home all the time, that can be a struggle.
I'll bet. You know, and I wasn't going to say anything. I heard you say it, but I wasn't going to say anything about that.
I know. I'm sure lots of people that don't have those young kids are like, what, Lindsay, TMI. But for those of us kind of stuck in the grind with the kids, I'm sure I'm speaking a lot of people's truths right now.
I would even argue there are probably a handful of us that maybe, wondered if we had taken a shower, even if we don't have kids at home. I mean, I'm not admitting to anything, but, you know, those things do happen. So you talk a little bit about meditation. And I know that recently as a company, we have been providing Headspace for all of our coworkers. Were you doing meditation prior to that?
Yes, I started, goodness, probably 3 years ago now. I started, Headspace was actually the first app I ever used. Just a little bit about me, between 3 and 4 years ago, I went through a lot of life changes in about a year and a half. I got married, we got pregnant, bought a new house, had a baby, took my first supervisory position at Consumers. So it was a lot of new things and I wanted to be great at all of those. Like right. I wanted to be the best. You know, I started having really bad anxiety about that, and things that never used to bother me kind of became difficult. One day I was sitting at my desk and I saw an advertisement for Headspace. It said 3 minutes. So I was like, I can take 3 minutes. Went and if you've ever been to OEP, they have those little phone closets. Went and yes. sat there. Yep. Mm-hmm. Went and sat in one of those, listened to my little 3 minute Headspace basic course. And I was sold after that. You know, I went in with my heart racing, couldn't think straight. It's a very uncomfortable feeling. And then coming out and feeling good, like I could think clearly and be prepared. And it was great. I didn't even know what meditation was at that point. You know, I just picture guys sitting cross-legged going, oh, but that's the other thing I like about Headspace is they have basics courses. And, you know, they can be as short as 3 minutes and kind of teach you what to expect so you have an understanding of what meditating really is and what you can get from it. And I've been using it steadily ever since then. So, yeah, about 3 or 4 years now.
Now, did the people around you see a difference as well?
Definitely. My husband always mentions it. Yeah, he says definitely more calm and more patience, too, with the kids, I think is a big one. And the other thing about Headspace is in their meditation, there's, you know, courses you can take, like the basics. And, you know, there's 30 days of basics and you can kind of learn the techniques and tools. And then after that, they have courses that highlight key areas that you might think like, well, that'd be good if I had more of. So there's, you know, courses on patience, and it's one of my favorites. I've actually listened to it a few times now because, again, 1 and 3 year old, you need your patience. So it's helped tremendously, and people definitely notice. I got my mom hooked as well.
Well, that's great. That's great. I didn't realize you'd been using it for that long of a time. You know, it's funny. I started using Headspace right around the beginning of the year because I had never really heard of it until we started talking about it last year. And I found out that my daughter had been using it for a long time. But there's a whole section on anxiety, and I tend to have anxiety a little bit sometimes, along with my PTSD. It's a great combination. But I started listening to this series on anxiety. And the very first one that I listened to, he says, now, if you're looking for your anxiety just to go away in this one episode, forget it. That's not what this is for. Like, there's steps you need to take to get there. And then he kind of chuckled. So then I realized, okay, this is the real thing. Like, they're not promising overnight results.
Yep, I listened to that one too. And I was kind of like, oh man, but at the same time, I get it.
Right, right. Now, they do have like SOS meditations as well. Like, if you're having some anxiety, you can go to the SOS meditation and try and center yourself there. So that help is there. It just wasn't part of that particular series.
Yep. And the similar, I don't know, that's the same or similar to the this nighttime SOS they have as well. So if you wake up in the middle of the night and you start thinking about something, you're down that rabbit hole. I've used those a few times before also. So kind of helps you get back to rest.
Yes. And you know, they have the sleep cast as well, which I've tried a couple of times, and I'll be darned, those things really work.
Yes. They're great. I love the sleep cast and even the soundscapes that they have where it's just like the background noise. Those have saved me a couple times when we're not at home with the kid. He usually has a fan in his room. And we didn't bring the fan. It was like crucial number one parent fail. But we put those soundscapes on and he was able to sleep. And sometimes it's just nice too to have it like next to you while you're working. Pretend you're in a nice mountain next to a mountain stream instead of in your bedroom.
Can you talk a little bit about the sleep cast though and what that's like?
Sure. So there. Kind of like stories, I guess you could say. So someone is just telling you peaceful, calming stories. It's really narrated by people that have great speaking voices. I think that's one of my favorite things about Headspace is they've got some good good voices on there that just make you feel calm and help give you a place to focus that isn't your rabbit hole of thoughts that'll keep going on and on and on, I guess is how I would describe that.
Well, and speaking of great voices, are you a fan of Andy?
OMG. Oh. That's, I think, what had me sold from the very first one. I was like, yes, this is great. He has a great accent. Is it Australian, I think?
I think so. You know, the funny thing is I interviewed another one of our coworkers and we were talking about Headspace, and I had done a meditation on one of the other podcast episodes. And she said that she was in Meyer, and like the minute she heard Andy's voice, she was calm.
Yeah. Yeah. He's amazing. I love that guy.
Yeah. I tried some of the other presenters, but I really gravitate towards him. Very soothing.
Yeah, I haven't even tried any of the other. I saw that there was others as an option, and I was like, I'm sticking with Andy.
Well, so speaking of Andy, what I'd like to do right now, Lindsay, is just do a quick, maybe 2-minute meditation. You and I have done this separately, of course, but I'd like to give the audience kind of a flavor for what it's like to meditate and maybe break down some of those stigmas, if you will, about meditation. So if you don't mind, can we take a couple of minutes and do a quick meditation here?
Definitely. I'd love to.
So this is a 2-minute mini meditation. So if you are not a Consumers Energy coworker and you don't have access to Headspace, you can find their meditations out on YouTube and on the internet if you're interested in that. If you are one of our coworkers, please check out the app. It's free to use. And here we go.
Hi, and welcome to Headspace. So no matter what's going on in your life right now, no matter how many thoughts are racing around your mind, no matter how the body's feeling, just take a moment to sit down and take a big, deep breath, breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth. As you breathe in, a sense of taking in fresh air, the lungs expanding. As you breathe out, a sense of letting go of any stress in the body, in the mind, just feeling the muscles soften and relax. And close your eyes if you'd like to, one more, breathing deeply in through the nose and out through the mouth. And just take a moment to pause, allow the thoughts to come and go. And then just gently opening the eyes again.
For the folks at home, that was Andy, and he was doing just a very quick meditation. If you'd like more of that, like I said, there's places where you can get that. Lindsay, what did you think?
I think that I'm happy that I get to check off my meditation line in my journal, and happy that all the folks out there get to hear the loveliness that is Andy's voice. That alone should convince you to try Headspace.
Excellent. So, Lindsay, thanks for taking time out of your day to come onto the podcast. We are getting close to that time where we're going to wrap up. But is there anything else that you would like to share with the audience before we go?
I'd just say give yourself some grace and make sure you find a way that works for you to schedule some me time.
And I like the idea of giving ourselves some grace, because I know that over this year we've been in the practice of giving others grace and maybe forgot to do that for ourselves. So thank you for those words, and excellent. I'm going to put that into practice today. And thanks again for coming on. I know you're very busy, and maybe we can do this again sometime.
That'd be great. Thanks so much, Bill. I had a blast.
And thank you to the audience for tuning in today. Remember, you can subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcasting platform, and be sure to take a few minutes and fill out our survey to let us know how we're doing. That can be found at http://bit.ly/me-you-us. And remember to tune in every Wednesday when we talk about the things that impact your personal well-being.